Start your day the same way in Northwest London. Monday, 8th of Shabbat, 30th of January, Rabbi Binyamin Shmuel Tumim Shlita, Eva Menachai. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Stimler, Lichvot Simchas HaNesuyin of Shira Stimler and Tzvi Stern, which will take place on Wednesday, 10th of Shabbat, Mitz Hashem. Here, Rotzen Shizkud of Nose Bias, Neman Yisrael, Lashem Belis Yelot.
Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. My name is Binyamin Tumim. I live in New York, and my good friend, Rabbi Shua Frankel, he asked me to say Divrei Torah on any halachic topic. So I decided to speak a bit about the halachas of Eva ben Achai. It's a bit of a complicated nisei. I'll try and simplify it as much as possible. The Gemara learns out that besides the issa of Eva ben Achai, there's also an issa of Bosa ben Achai, two separate isurim. The issa of Eva ben Achai and the issa of Bosa ben Achai. So the Gemara defines the two, what would be an Eva ben Achai and what would be Bosa ben Achai. Both of them have the common denominator, they involve taking a live part of the animal and consuming it. Eva ben Achai, however, is when I take off specifically what we call a full limb. A full limb, the Gemara says, has to have three components. Has to have basar, meat from the animal, gidin, the sinews, vatsamas, and the bones. So then, if you take that off the animal and you eat it, you'd be over the issa of Eva ben Achai. Basar ben Achai is more simplistic. You just take some meat, some flesh off the animal, and you eat it, and you consume it. You're over the issa basar ben Achai. And the basic understanding is, what's the relevance of the issa of Eva ben Achai? If every Eva ben Achai has to have Basa Gidim Vatzamois, so what's ever relevant? I've always been over the issa of Bas ben Achai. So the understanding is very simple. You have to have a kazais to be over the issa of Achilas. So if I have a kazais of Basar, so in that way I was over the issa of Bas ben Achai. And I'd be chayv, regardless whether it was an Eva shal, it wasn't an Eva. However, if I only have a small amount of basar, half a kazayis, a third of a zayis, so I wasn't over the issa of basar ben Achai, maybe chatzis shiz asar ben Torah, but that issa, the classic issa of basar ben Achai, I wasn't yet over, I didn't have the amount. If I have a kazayis of basar, gidin vatsamis cumulatively, I have together, I add them all up, I have a kazayis, whether or not there was a kazayis of basar, irrelevant. So long as I had some basar, some atzamas, and some gidim, which all together make up a kazayas, I would be over the issa of Eva ben Achai. Very clear Gemara, an issa of Eva ben Achai, an issa of basar ben Achai. They say over Kasha from the Shagas Ari, it's not printed in the Sefer, and they say over this Kasha, when I say they say over, I mean the G'doylei Achroinim, the Chasam Sofer, Rikvega, Michas Chinuch, they quote the Shagas Ari with this Kasha. It's a Kasha that all the Achroinim, G'doylei Achroinim are busy with. They say that the Shagas Ari would go when he would travel, he'd be in different places, he had reason to be in different places, he'd go around different, when he'd meet people, he'd ask them this Kasha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, has a Chiddush. Rambam says as follows. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's not a Mefurish Gemara, but he's coming from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rambam says that we know all shiurim of kazayis are applicable to any issa achila. So the Rambam says that just like we all know, this halacha, we all know that if one steals a shava pruta, he's over issa gzeila. Less than a shava pruta, that's not a shiur. A goy, however, a ben noyach, that were to steal any amount, would be chayav misa. Any amount, there's no din. That's a Gemara Sanhedrin. Even pachos mishava pruta, a goy would be over the isik zela. The Rambam says what that means is that the din shiurim loy nitnu leven noyach. All shiurim that we know that we have that we work with, those are halacha l'moshe m'sinais. Those aren't inherently part of the halachas per se. There's extraneous halacha l'moshe m'sinai added onto the mitzvahs. As such, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It wasn't given to Bnei Noach. They're not part of that. So Bnei Noach remain with the halacha that any amount of the issa which they're over, whichever issa we're discussing, whether it's gezela shavapruta, whether it's achilas kazayis, they don't have shiurim. As such, Ben Noyach, the act, Afilu Pachas Mikazayis, is over the Issa of Eva Menachai. He doesn't have the Dinshu. That's how the Gemara understands, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's how the Rambam understands that Gemara that says, Ben Noyach is over Issa Gzela, Pachas Shavar Puta, it's a rule. It's a Yosoid, it's a halacha in general, that they don't have the Din Shiurim that were given to Yisraelim. The Rambam brings down this Gemara that there's an Issa of Eva ben Achai and Basa ben Achai, both, and he says thereby Ben Noyach is Muzar, whether he eats Eva ben Achai, whether he eats Basa ben Achai. So the Shagas Aryeh would ask that if either Rambam Lashitasi that holds there's no Din Shil of Nei Noyach and any amount that he eats, why is it ever relevant for the Rambam to discuss the Issa of Eva ben Achai in context of a Ben Noyach? A Ben Noyach that eats an Eva ben Achai by definition means that he had Basar, Gidim, Bat Somas, because that's what Eva ben Achai means. So every time you eat Eva ben Achai, you're ready for Eva Basar ben Achai. You could never be over the Issa Eva ben Achai without having been first over the Issa Basar ben Achai, because you had to have some meat. My Amrut that he had Pachas Mikazayas, like we said when we learned the Gemara, that you had Pachas Mikazayas and Basar, so he didn't qualify for the threshold of Basar ben Achai. For Ben Noyach, that's not relevant. The Rambam brings down that Ben Noyach has both Issa Eva ben Achai and Basar ben Achai. The Rambam holds there's no Din Shir Kazayas when it comes to Bnei Noyach. So Frida Shagas Aryeh, why is it relevant for the Rambam to talk about Issa Eva ben Achai? Suffice the Rambam to say that Ben Noyach cannot eat Basar ben Achai. Why is it ever relevant? What's he ever need? Why do we ever need to talk about it? It's never noyger to be over the Issa Eva ben Achai without having first been over the Issa Basar ben Achai. That was the Shagas Aryeh's kasha.
When they eat, he's eating only the bone. Only the bone steaks.
No. So he's not over. He's not over. He's not over. You have to eat basar, gidin, batzos.
If someone has it, can you use it in your soup with this?
If Reuben does it, it's Reuben Achai.
Yeah.
Shimon has the atzos.
If Reuben, it's Reuben pulls off.
Reuben is the Aveira.
He did. Well, what was the Aveira?
Eben Achai.
What was that? He consumed it.
The flesh. He ate.
That's not Eben Achai yet.
He cut it off and then he ate the meat.
That's not Eva Menachai yet. He has to consume basar, gidim, vatos.
Yeah, right. So he ate the whole thing.
And then he ate the whole thing.
Then he did his friend the bones.
So he didn't eat the whole thing.
He did, but the bones he gave to his friend.
So what did he eat?
The gidim, the basar, and everything else.
But no atzomus?
No.
So then he wouldn't be over Eva Menachai. You have to have some basar. You have to have a kazayas worth of some basar, gidim, vatos.
He's not guilty.
He's not guilty. He's not guilty. Of Eva ben Achai. If he had a kazayas of basar.
Yeah.
If he had a kazayas of basar. A goy, yeah, a goy. I'm sorry, he asked me about Reuven. He asked me about Reuven.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the kasha?
The kasha is as follows. Where is it ever relevant to talk in terms of a goy, a ben Noyach? Why is it ever relevant to talk about the fact that he's over Eva ben Achai? Why do we ever need, what's the relevance of that? Every time you're over Eva ben Achai, he must have consumed some basar, some gidim vatsomis. Agree?
Yeah.
As soon as you're over some basar, regardless of how much, you're over basar ben Achai.
He's already chayv misa.
He's chayv misa. Okay. You can't even tell me to get twice malchus, because there's no such thing as malchus. You can't kill him twice. He's chayv misa. So where's Eben Egeya?
Did he need hasrov?
No. Also, if you need hasrov, I could, we could give it with that as well. He doesn't need hasrov.
What about shoygig?
Then he's halachas. No, he has no halachas of shaygig. He kill him.
You
remember shaygig?
What about
Rosh? No hasra, like we just said. There's no din. As a Rosh and Zui Misason. There's no such thing as a shaygig. Everyone, when they're born, needs to know these seven halachas. If he didn't know what was Eben Achai, good question. Okay, fine.
He's driving down the road, there's an animal on the side of the road. Can you cut the leg off and use it?
If what happened?
He's driving down the road.
And
you see an animal on the side of the road.
Alive or dead?
Dead.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
If it's alive, it's dead.
He's dead. That's perfect. That's excellent.
No, but it hasn't been shechted.
He's not Jewish. He doesn't have the din of
shechita. We're talking about a Yiddish boy driving down the road.
Oh, you're talking about a Yiddish
boy, yeah.
A Yiddish boy, so no, he shouldn't eat it. No, he shouldn't eat it.
Sorry.
He should not eat it. He should take sandwiches out from his...
That's it.
Yeah. Pull out his sandwiches.
A goy has eaten gidin and atzomos.
Every Eben Achai means...
A goy has eaten gidin and atzomos.
Okay.
Okay. Then when he then eats basar,
yeah,
then he'll be chayav for basar and Eben Achai.
What's the difference? You're going to kill him twice?
What?
What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't know, but
I would like to...
Because of both.
What's the difference? You're going to kill him twice?
What?
What's the difference? How many times are you going to kill him?
You're going to kill him once.
Exactly. So what's the difference?
One of these seven.
Why does the Rambam need to tell it to you? It's irrelevant. You know, you can't. There's nothing. There's no halachic implication of him being over Eva Menachai. It doesn't. There's nothing that we didn't know before that we know now. We're not going to. Our lives don't change. So why did the Rambam bring it down?
Because the Torah wasn't given to Goyim, it was given to Jewish people.
So why did Rambam? Absolutely. But why did Rambam bring it down in Hilchos Melachim by Goyim? The Rambam specifically says
that.
Right. Why is the Rambam bringing that? It's all cash on the Gemara. Absolutely. No. Okay. So Rikvega has a teretz. Okay, this is a bit complicated, so like I said, we'll take it slow and steady. I hope we get through everything. Rikeya has a chiddush, he has a teretz. He himself says he's telling you a chiddush. So he says as follows. Eva Menachai, let's just keep it simple, even by Yid, just leave out God Yid for a second. Let's just talk about independently Eva Menachai. You have to eat, like we said, Basar, Gidin, Vat Thomas. Now, really, Gidin and Atzomas are not things that are edible, inherently. For sure, Gidin, the Gemara says, they're not really edible. So the answer is, that means to say, let's say for example, you'd have a nevela. Let's say you'd have a nevela and you'd eat Gidin of a nevela. You wouldn't be chayav because you didn't eat something that's a bar achila. If you're over boz, if you eat meat, you ate a nevela, then you'd be chayav. But Gidin inherently is not a dova hanecha. Sometimes the Torah says, nevertheless, like by Gidan Osher, there's an Issa Achila. B'hachi chai b'rachmon. So too, by Eva Menachai, in the Issa, embedded in the Issa, despite the fact that it's not midi debar Achila, you would be chai. Okay, so we'll accept that. Basar, Kidin, Vat, Samas, some of those Issa, some sections of those Issa are a chiddush in that, even though they're not midi debar Achila, b'hachi chai b'rachmon. So Rukega says, and this is still the Chayra. This is
Kazan is a Shir Nachila or Shir generally?
So it's a Shir Nisure Achila. It's a Shir general Shir Nisure Achila.
And this would be considered.
Right, so even let's say Gidan Nashi would have to have a Kazayas, even though it's not. So he says as follows. Rukega says, so what would be if I would eat Gidin Vat Somas, Shaloi Kedarach Achila? Whatever Shaloi Kedarach Achila would mean, let's say a pastor Dachila, well, Shaloi Kedarach Achila, whatever the Gemara defines as a Shaloi Kedarach Achila. So by Gidin Vat Somas, you'd be chayav. Because what's the difference how I eat it? Every time I eat it, it's Shaloi Kedarach Achila. So if I make it Shaloi Kedarach Achila for some other reason, nothing really changed. Says the Rukega, so now I want to tell you a chiddush. And Rukega says, I'm telling you a chiddush. L'choyre yesh loimai says, that what would be if a person would eat Eva Menachai, Basar Gidin Vat Thomas, and he would eat the Basar Shaloi Kederach Achila, the Basar itself. The meat, which inherently could be Kederach Achila, he would eat it raw, for instance. He wouldn't have cooked it at any level, so he'd eat it completely raw. So if a person would eat Nevela in that oifan, he wouldn't be chayiv. Because you're not chayv on basar nevela until you eat it kederach achila. It has to be at least a minimum threshold of what we call an achila. But he says, even in achai, once the Torah told me that the gidin vat samas don't need to be kederach achila, so now I'm supposed to assume that this issa doesn't need to be kederach achila to be over this issa. And even the basar says, Rikega, if I would eat the basar, shaloi kederach achila, Abichayev. Now that's a chiddush. He says, "L'chayru yeshleim min asvara." That once the Torah told me that. What's the difference? This aspect of that issa, or that aspect of the issa. The issa itself doesn't require a ma'isa achila to be over the issa. V'arayla gidim v'atzamas. The Torah said you're over, even though you didn't do a ma'isa achila, because those by definitions are not ma'isa achila. Once that's true, Sefer Kega, I'm allowed to assume that the boss. I'm supposed to assume that the boss doesn't need to be kederach achila either. So alacha ma'isa. A person takes Basar Gidin Vat Thomas from an animal, back to the story, he pulls it off, and he doesn't cook them, he doesn't do anything, he just eats them raw. Is he over or not?
No.
Eva Menachai? He's over. Why?
Not eating.
He's over on the eating of Eva Menachai. Why? Because Eva Menachai doesn't need to be a Ma'isa Achila. Would he be over on Basar Menachai? There is a Basar Menachai, that has no chidushim in it. Basar Menachai, that's like Basar Nevela. So to be over basar ben achai, you need to eat a kazayis of basar, which is cooked, regular basar with a ma'is achila, and thereby you'd only be over if it's kederach achila. In which case, says Rukega, I have a teretz for the shag's aris kasha. The shag's aris asks the kasha that by ben noyach that's chayv, even apachas mikashiv, whatever the difference, talk about the issa of eva ben achai. Every eva ben achai needs to have basar, you didn't tell me so once that's true. Every eva ben achai, you're over basar ben achai. So Rukega, it's not true, I can have a case where you eat basar that qualifies for eva menachai and doesn't qualify for basar menachai. How so? He took basar given by tzomas and etzis shaloi kidarach achila. Even though you're telling me I had some ashu, so you're over basar menachai, it's not true. If you eat it shaloi kidarach achila, you'd be over eva menachai, but you wouldn't be over basar menachai. And thereby, again, we ask the Kasha, the Rambam brings down the Issa Eva Menachai Ben Noya, which is a chayr irrelevant, because the Rambam holds that even a mashal of Basa, you're over the Issa Basa Menachai. Says Ruka Ega, I can have a case of Eva Menachai that's not Basa Menachai. You follow? How so? If I et it, shalai kedar chachila, and that's why the Rambam brings down the Issa of Eva Menachai as opposed to Basa Menachai. Is that clear? Would you like me to repeat that? Would you like me to repeat that? Clear, perfectly clear? I think it's quite clear, but I'm biased.
Why wouldn't you learn the boss of? Why didn't you learn the boss of for the boss of Gideon Thomas?
No.
So you learn for the same as this. The
boss of Gideon Thomas, yeah?
He's awesome.
So what's he over? The guy eats boss of Gideon Thomas. Now, what's he over? So normally he'd be over boss of Menachai.
Yeah.
So we don't need to talk about Eva Menachai. Says, you okay? No. There'd be a case where he's over Basa Menachai, but not Basa Menachai. Because
right.
He ate it raw. So if you eat it raw,
go slowly.
If you eat it raw, are you over the Issa Basa Menachai? No. Because it's Shalai Kedar Chachila, that's not.
The Gidding is Kedar Chachila.
I'm talking about Basa Menachai for a second.
Yeah, but why don't you listen to me?
I'm talking about Basa Menachai for a second.
Why don't you compare it? That's what I mean.
They're two separate Isurim. I don't compare them. I don't compare anything.
Is Basa Menachai a separate Issa?
Separate Issa.
Where's it
known? We learn out, Mashlokish, we learn out from the Yukim in the Psukim over there in Pashas Noyach.
Not from Eva Menachai.
Well, it's a separate Issa. It could be learned out. It's a Mashlokish where it comes from that possible, but it's a separate Issa.
Because if they both come from Eva Menachai,
they should have the same Dina. Okay. Now, this wasn't yet the complicated part.
What was it that Yosef accused his brothers of?
Eva Menachai. I think Eva Menachai. I don't know specifically Basa Menachai, but Eva Menachai.
But what do I care for eating Basa Menachai and Eva Menachai? I think that killed twice.
So that's what we said. There's enough gemina if you eat Eva Menachai when you don't, when it's not Basa.
So what does it make a difference?
So you eat Eva Menachai, which is not Basa. How so? Because you eat it Shaloi Kedar Chachila. Now we need to move on to the next step here. There's a Minchas Chinuch that brings down the Rikvega. Minchas Chinuch brings down the Rikvega. And the Minchas Chinuch says that the Rikvega's Teretz is not so simple. There's a Machloikas in the Mishlin Bakas. We'll go slow, we have to follow along, we have to follow the train of thought here. There's a Machloikas in the Mishlin Bakas between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. We're always trained to accept the fact that you're only over any Issa Achila if you have a Chazayis. So any time a person eats the Vela, Behemoth's Tmeus, they'd only get Malkus without straw and two Aden if they consumed a bare minimum of a Chazayis. That's always how we know all Dine Achila Chazayis. Without a Chazayis, you don't get off the ground. Maybe there's a Chati Shir, Osam Na Torah. Pardon me?
Chometz,
you have to have a, kazayis. Sure? Issa Achila is kazayis, sure. The Issa Achila of chometz is only kazayis. Absolutely. Issa Chorus. What's mashu? No, mashu that what? What can't you do with a mashu? Mashu bread what? I know, mashu bread, that what? Tell me. You ask me a question.
Less than the
kazayis. No, ask me a question though. You ask me the question.
Question is, they're asking.
If you eat a mashu of bread, is one chayv? Chorus answers no.
It's
also a mashu. What's also a mashu? What's also to do what?
They're asking you. What is also?
What's also? You have to tell me.
The question is, what is also a mashu?
Oh, you ask me a question. You know there's a concept of that chometz mashu. You ask me a question. What does that mean?
Exactly.
That means if you have a mashu of chometz mixed together in other taruvas, even though normally it's bottle, shiuma always bottle. However, on chametz midrabbonon, it's not bottle. Nearby midrabbonon, that would be a problem to eat such a thing or whatever it is. You have to get rid of it. Whatever the halachas are, midrabbonon, it's not bottle. Nearby midrabbonon, but the issa achila deraisa is a kazayis, because all isura achila are kazayis. Okay. Okay. So there's a Mishnah in Makkos that says as follows. That there's a Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, that that's not so simple. Reb Shimon comes along and says, that which you are telling me, that there's a din of a Kazayas, Reb Shimon says, no. Lo omru Kazayas, ela le'inyon karbon, aval Malkus loike afila b'kolshu. Which means as follows. This din that we're always trained to assume that there's no halachic relevance with the rice of eating less than a kazayis, you won't get punished and based in. It's not true. Rav Shimon says one can be over the Issa Malkus even with a mashu. If one eats a mashu of a nevela, he would be chayiv Malkus bin HaTorah. The din kazayis that we know from the halacha of Moshe Sinai is only to bring a korban, which means there are certain isurei achila, which if one transgresses b'shoigug, incurs a chiyuv korban chatos. For instance, eating chaylev b'shoigug is a chiyuv chatos. The amount to be chayev korban chatos for eating chaylev b'shoigug would be a kazayas. That's when there's halacha of a kazayas. But to be punished with a malchus, that's even a kosher. That's the Mishnah and Masechtas Makkos. That's shittas Reb Shimon, a fadim shittas Reb Shimon. Now, there's a mashal in Masechtas Shavuos and in other places, which the Achronim always quote. It's a very famous mashal. And he says, he's talking in the back and forth in the Shatav Atari in a complicated sugya in Shavuos with the Tosfos and Mashal. The halacha that he says as follows, the halacha chiddush that he says in Shittas Reb Shimon is as follows. I'll tell you what he says, and Kedavka is very bekitza, and then I'll tell you the understanding of what he's saying. Mashal says, the fear of Shimon, if one eats nevela, pachas b'kazayis, he's chayav malchus. The fear of Shimon, if he eats nevela, shaloi kederech achila, for instance, he would take it, eat it raw, he would be chayav malchus. Ad kan divrei ha-mashal. Again, Reb Shimon says, that if one eats pachas b'kazayis, you're chayav malchus. You don't need a kazayis to be chayav malchus and based in. Kazayis was set for a korban. Says the mashal, if you eat shaloi kederech achila, you would be chayav even, you'd be chayav malchus min atoyer lefir of Shem. Now, where did the mashal get this? How did he get from A to B? So it's not that complicated. The mashal understood that Reb Shimon agrees that with a halacha inherently that a maisa achila is only because I. So halacha, we see that came along and said, the Torah said globally, don't eat chametz, don't eat nevela, don't eat gidan osher, don't eat behemoth tomatoes. Now, Allah Moshe Messina, I said, what's called eating? Eating means a kazayis. Less than a kazayis, you didn't eat. So by matzah, you have to eat a kazayis. All the dinei achila require kazayis. Reb Shimon agrees to that Allah Moshe Messina. However, he has inside information in the Allah Moshe Messina that you only need to eat to be chayav korban. He agrees that it's only considered to be a maisa achila with a kazayis. But the Gabi, he says that's only true for a korban. For malchus, you don't need to eat. Even if you have less of a kazayis, which yes, we know is not a maiz achila, you'd still be chayav. He knows that. He has a kabbalah from Mosaira, from his rabbeim, that was the halacha of Moshim Sinai. So less than a kazayis, yichayav malchus. So says Reb Shimon, what does that mean, that less than a kazayis, yichayav malchus? What does that mean? That you don't need a maiz achila for chayav malchus. It says Mashal, if he says you don't need a maiz achila with regards to the sheikh kazayis, so afari yoima, you don't need a ma'isa achila, shaloi kederech achila, you'd be chayav as well. If you don't need a ma'isa achila legabi the amounts, so then you don't need a ma'isa achila with regards to the way in which you eat it. Just like he says, the shear was suspended for malchus, so you don't need a ma'isa achila in the way in which you eat it. So even if you eat it, shaloi kederech achila, says mashallah fi Reb Shimon, you'd be chayav malchus on a kol shul. Is that clear? Bit complicated? It's not clear? It's clear? Is that clear?
Yeah.
You'll be happy. Fine. Okay, fine. So now let's just put this puzzle together. So along comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, the feed this mashal, Rukhegas Teretz, would not be true.
If the Rambam holds like Reb Shimon.
No, irrelevant. Let me follow through. Irrelevant. Now the Rambam does not hold like Reb Shimon. So irrelevant. So again, let's just follow through. Let's just bring ourselves back together. Right, exactly. Exactly. Let's bring ourselves back together. The Rambam paskins, there's an Issa Eva ben Achai and Bosa ben Achai for Ben Noyach. The Rambam holds that there's no din shiurim for Ben Noyach, so Ben Noyach that eats any amount is always chayav. So every Eva ben Achai, you have to have some Bosa, some Gidin, some Atomos. That's what Eva ben Achai is. So the Shag Zaria wants us to know, every Eva ben Achai, by definition, I was over Bosa ben Achai, because I had some Bosa. Along came Rabbi Kiego very concisely and said, it's not true. I ate the basar shaloika derech achila. So for basar min achai, says Rabbi Kiego, I won't be over basar min achai. Why would I not be over basar min achai? Shaloim raw meat. For eva min achai, I don't care that's raw. The gidim matzomas are also inedible in Yechayim. So says Rabbi Kiego, chiddush, just like the gidim matzomas don't need to be edible, so too the basar doesn't need to be edible. She'd be chayev on eva min achai. And that's why the Rambam passing the eva min achai by Ben Noyach. It's relevant if you eat shaloika derech achila. Now, says the Menchas Chinuch, hold on. By Ben Noyach, do they need to eat a kezayis to be over the Issa?
No.
They don't. So lefil ma'ashah, what would be the halacha if a Ben Noyach would eat any one of his Issa achila in a way that shaloi kederach achila and he ate it in an inedible fashion? What would be the halacha lefil ma'ashah? What would be the halacha? He should be chayiv even if he eats it shaloi kederach achila, because the mashal taught me an equation. Whenever you don't need a sheik kezayis, it doesn't have to be edible. That means he was talking in the context of Reb Shimon that holds Kol Shulam Malkus. I understand. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. We're now by Ben Noyach, but it's another format of an Issa Achila that doesn't need to shake his eyes. So says the Michas Chinuch, just like the Mashal told me that the fee Reb Shimon I don't need to get Kederach Achila, so too I'm supposed to assume the fee the Mashal that if a Ben Noyach doesn't need a shake his eyes, that's what the Rambam says, he shouldn't need to have to eat it Kederach Achila. So now if you eat Basa gidim batzama, shaloi kederach achila, the meat's raw. Were you over basa min achai?
Yes.
So Rabbi Kiego said, no, says the Menchas Chinuch, you are. Says the Menchas Chinuch, you are. I don't care that it's inedible. Harry, you don't need the sheik azayas. If you don't need the sheik azayas, the basa doesn't have to be edible. So says the Menchas Chinuch, l'chaira, l'fi, the mashal, Rabbi Kiego doesn't work. Now, a friend of mine showed me, I was talking to Torah, said this over somewhere. So a friend of mine showed me there's another piece of Rukega in Mesechus Pesachim. It's not on the Rambam, it's a different piece where he alludes to this as well. And then he finishes off in parenthesis, he says his calculation. He says, in parenthesis, he says, in Neymar de Loika Mashal. If you say Loika Mashal, so it validates this. There's more to say about this, is that, you know, this is a bit arguable, there's more to say, but my time is up. And I think if I didn't manage to confuse everybody by now, then I'm not going to succeed. Thank you very much, Rabbi. I appreciate it. Hatzlacha. Would you like me to press stop? Or? Okay.